Morning, everybody. This is Creepy Chris. The lab we're doing today is just installing a hard drive into one of our students' computers here. What happened is the hard drive was removed. Still got Windows and everything on there already, so we just have to fit it back into the case. So we've got the case here with us. We've got a box with some bits and pieces in there. And we've got what I think is part of the front panel of the computer. This is one of those cases with one of those doors that covers up the CD drives, which has been snapped off, so I don't think there's anything we can do for that.
And of course, you'll be using an anti-static wrist strap for safety, won't you?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
There's an anti-static wrist strap in. You'll be wearing that at all times.
Right, it's right.
You're wearing it.
Oh, that's right. I am.
I don't think that's the box most suitable. Yes. It's got no tools in there.
I've got a screwdriver here.
That all you're gonna need.
What sort of screwdriver?
Philip said screwdriver. With a magnetic tip, so we won't drop the screws anywhere. In this box, we've got some cables and CD. There should be a little pack of screws somewhere. And some drive rails, because this is a strange case that we... those are drive rails, yes.
Can you zip into the storeroom, Geraldine? We're recording.
A cable of some description?
Some SATA cables. I think that's part of the door. Cables and adapters. There should just be a little plastic bag with some screws in here.
Here.
Yeah, that's the one. Thank you, Sue.
Not a problem.
Clear off a bit of room. We'll actually need rows. This can go. I don't know, we'll have to work out which drive rails are which. For the record, this is an Antec Atlas case.
Antec make pretty good cases in my experience.
They do.
You don't tend to bleed into them too often.
But we'll see how we go.
Yeah, absolutely. If Chris suddenly goes quiet and you hear a sort of a big thud, no, seriously, if you are buying good cases, the more you pay, the less sharp the edges are going to be, and if you're working on them, that's better news for you.
Yeah. Jake, are you joining in on this? Are you joining in on the lab here, or are you...
What are we doing?
We're putting the hard drive in your computer.
That's not a good idea.
So we've got Jakey sitting at the side of the computer. On his right side is the front of the case, on the left is the back. So what you want to do, Jakey, is take off that panel. There should
it's
be some thumb screws on the back that you'll need to loosen.
And just slide across. Okay. Got on one. Now, just see what feel this here, Jake?
Yeah.
So that's got to be pulled over, otherwise, Jake, that's right. I'll take the lid away.
So we've removed the side panel. Jake, if you feel towards the front of the case on the inside, you'll feel a metal cage that goes all the way from the top of the case to the bottom, in which you can insert the drives.
Yes.
So you should feel the CD drive towards the top of the case.
Yeah, I can feel the CD drive. Yeah.
And then if you work your way down, it should have empty bays all the way down to the bottom.
It does.
Where you can put in floppy drives, CD drives and DVD drives, hard drives.
So you lost a cable.
Anything else that you could put in there, some card readers you can fit into the bays there.
Yes.
Cool, put some cool stuff there. So what we want is, I'll hand you the hard drive.
front
now
of
is
you.
This a, is this a SATA drive or an IDE drive?
This is a SATA hard drive.
Which means there is no master and slave jumpering.
So you don't have to configure anything then, we just plug it in.
Well, there is actually a couple of configuration jumpers to turn on spread spectrum or to turn on 150 megabit per second SATA mode, but you shouldn't have to mess with them.
It's in the wrong way.
If you feel on one side of the hard drive, you'll feel the where the connectors go.
Yes.
That will need to point towards the back of the case when you insert it into the drive bay.
So it has to point towards here, does it?
Yeah, so that we can connect the cables to the motherboard. Now in this case I think what we need to do is actually use these railings to put on the side of the hard drive and it should just slide in to the case. So pass it over so you can
have a
look at
those. Feel? Chris and seat somewhat.
Okay, yeah. But what we need to do is actually attach these to the side of the hard drive before we insert the drive into the bay.
Okay.
Taking out the bay. Yeah, you can grab that out. You can feel along the side there should be some holes where you can put the screws in.
Yes, there's some holes.
Goes in. I think what we actually have to do is remove the front panel off the case and slide it in from the front.
There should be some little clips
on the side. Top one in the middle, one in the bottom. If you pull those towards you.
What about today?
We've got one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one just a little further down.
Sounds a bit counterintuitive to pull the
front panel off, isn't it? The Antec cases, usually the high-end ones, you need to do that. With you take off the front panel and the drive it slides in the front on the drive rails.
You push it up there. Is this an Antec case, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's a clip there.
Yeah. We've got that one. Oops. Drop your hard drive. Just pull that towards you.
It's a black thing there that you'll have to use.
Now, of course, regrettably, in this particular instance, if this was your computer, you would have the manual to this case and you would have read the manual before you started. Well, maybe not you personally, but obviously, reading the manual first, if you have it, will save you a lot of time. However, this is normally how jobs have to be done. We have to work it out as we go along.
Once it swings out, it should just lift up. And it's a bit jammed.
Watch your fingers, Frank.
To sell these.
Do they have particular cases to sell?
Not really this one, no.
I broke the door of this case.
You did.
Those doors were a pain in the neck.
They are. I don't like cases with the doors on them.
Although that said, the doors can usually be removed from the Antec ones. This removable door tends to be a feature.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do, yeah.
And if you're careful, you shouldn't have any trouble.
Keeps the dust out, though.
It does.
This particular case is actually marketed as for low-end servers, which is why it's got lots of drive bays, which is why it's so big and you can fit lots in there. It's got decent cooling as well. And so something good for your server is the ability to lock the front door so no one can tamper with the buttons and the disk drives and that sort of thing.
That's probably why it's got a door for a stairwell.
Yeah. It's very stubborn. bandages off.
How long has Antec been going for?
1987, if I remember correctly.
That's just computer case brand.
Yeah. They do a lot of cooling products as well. Mainly computer cases.
And you can look up the Antec website if you want to know what they sell.
Yeah. That's a good way to...
coming out the same way. I don't think it's put in properly. Oh well, that's far enough back for us to be able to get into it. Okay, Jake, if you feel at the front here, I'll just turn this around for me a bit. There's a grill here.
Yes.
And this is actually another removable door. There's some thumb screws to the right.
And what goes in the door?
Yeah, you can mount fans to the front of the door there, and on the inside of that you actually have access to where the hard drives sit. And notice there's some bumps where the rails fit in. So if you grip the railings that I gave you, you'll attach those to the hard drive.
Yep.
Is that the hard drive?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, as we want the rear of the drive pointing inwards to the case, what we'll want to do is attach these drive rails like that.
Yes.
So that we can sort of slide it in that way. So we'll just sit it upright like that.
Yeah.
On this side of the rail you can feel a little spike which will fit into the front of the drive. There's a hole there. The screw. So in here. Just a little bit around. And there we go. Now if you feel along here there's some rubber donuts where you put the screws in and that lines up with the screw holes of the drive, so I'll fish out some screws for you. There's the screwdriver.
Thank you. And which way do you spin it, the screw on computer gear to put it in?
Clockwise.
That's right, which is around which way?
Which is around this way.
No, I can't see Jake, so you have to be more specific. Left or right?
Right.
That's right.
Just remember left or loosey, right?
I've had the lights on.
Okay.
Well, we'll try these screws and see if they fit. Two screws here, so I'll just give that first one.
You said it was magnetic screwdriver, did you?
Yeah. So there's a screwdriver, just see if you can...
Would the magnetic screwdriver damage the media on the hard drive?
Not likely, there's a metal casing around it. It's only strong magnets that damage the hard drive.
Let's try a different screw.
Do you want a bigger one? Here's a bigger one.
Grab that off here. I actually need one with a longer thread.
Oh, that one.
What's this one? Okay. Just put that back in place for you.
Is that longer?
It should be. Yeah, try that one.
How's that, Jake?
It's going in now.
Good. It's only three at the same time.
It's not completely tight yet.
That's good. Yep, it doesn't have to be super tight, just enough to hold it in place. So otherwise when you're trying to get it out, if you don't have good grip on the screw, you'll actually strip the threading of the screw as you're trying to untighten it. Okay, so we've got the drive railing onto. Well, what have you done? All the screws have actually gone through the rubber donuts.
Oh dear.
So it's not actually holding it into place. Which means we need some different sort of screws.
So you need bigger ones with a longer thread.
Have a look in that white box. I think I've got another bag of screws in there.
A bit louder, if you can, Jake.
With most cases, the hard drive will actually just fit into the drive bay, and you can put the screws in the side, attach those directly to the case. Not all cases will require these drive rails to be put on.
Although if you are running a server and you do have spare sets of rails that you can mount to your spare drives, it does make replacing the drives a lot faster.
Yeah. And as the screws are being separated from the drive by these rubber donuts, it also alleviates a lot of the vibration that the drive makes, and so they run quieter as well.
Chris, that was left in the computer.
Okay, that is.
And you just opened it for that.
That's a floppy drive cable, I think.
Yep.
But we don't have a floppy drive in here, so we can just stick that in the white box, I guess. Okay, so we've successfully got the drive rail on one side of the drive.
Yeah.
And we just need to attach it to the other side. So the drive rail is here. Then you want to find the front of the drive and make sure that you've got that little clip to fit into the hole there.
Yes, that's the hole there, isn't it?
That's the one in the middle of the drive. There should be one towards the front. To your left. I'll hold the drive for you so you can find it. No, one more along. Got that in the middle, so keep going. Down that way. That should fit in there. Alright, so here's one of the screws. And here's the screwdriver.
Jack's got it.
Last screw for us there, Sue.
There you go.
Thank you. That's the last screw, okay.
What happened to the screw stick vibrating when you drive vibrate to the loose today?
The rubber absorbs the vibration. If you don't have these drive rails, the vibration just goes through the case, which is why they sometimes sound a bit noisy. Okay, so that's in now. What we want to do is push it into the drive bay from the front. So over here, I'm just going to remove that grill that you attach the fans to so you can get in there.
You have to...
Where's the drive bay?
Yeah, you've got 4 or 5 drive bays there, so that's actually around the wrong way. We want it in that way so we can attach the cables to it. And we just sort of slide it in like that and push it, and that just clips in place.
Yeah.
So we'll put the fan grill back on the front there.
Yeah.
As the fans at the front of the case are usually the ones that draw the air into the computer.
Yes. That's
so
why it keeps turning off. Maybe you might need some fans in the front.
It might. Yeah. If you've only got the one drive, we should be okay. But if you've got more than one drive, you might want to add some fans there to cool the drives.
So it's overheating.
I wouldn't think the
if the drives are
CPU is
the processor will have its own fan.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it's actually the drive that's the problem. The Western Digitals run fairly cool, and the Seagates do as well. But if you had say 4 or 5 drives in there, you might want to look at putting fans in the front. But that will make it a lot more noisy too.
Also, what you'll want to do is put an air filter over the fan.
Yes.
To catch a lot of the dust and stuff.
Yes, it just needs some more thermal compound, doesn't it?
For the heatsink on the processor, we might do. Yeah, we'll have to see how it runs anyway. So what easier to clean out? It's actually a Samsung. Those are pretty good as well.
There's also Samsung parts in here, but a Samsung will dry.
All right.
I'm not a big fan of Samsung myself, but
what's wrong with Samsung?
Speak to any group of technicians, we'll always have differing opinions on things.
Absolutely.
For example, Chris likes D-Link, and I don't, and I don't like Samsung.
What don't you like about Samsung?
We've had some problems with our Samsungs, but I've spoken to a lot of people who haven't had any problems at all, so it really depends on who you talk to.
So it depends on the type of product that you buy. I mean, Samsung hard drives are good, but the Samsung... optical drives aren't so good.
What's wrong with your optical drives?
I've had a lot of them go faulty on me, and it's all just personal experience, really, what your opinion of each brand is.
We have a Samsung optical drive now on our computer, and it wouldn't read our Sims Unleashed game. So, you know, it's a real game, too.
It's like brands in everything, you know.
Yeah.
You can buy a television set, for example, and you bought that brand for years, or a refrigerator. And then you get one that's a dub.
Yep.
And there's
a
TF. Yes.
The
TF
back to
the
computer.
Yes.
So I'm just replacing the front panel of the case there now, which just slides back into place and then
cassette recorder.
It clips. Sorry?
I've got a TF cassette recorder from Kmart.
All right.
I record my music on it. I record myself singing.
Cool. You'll have to bring that in one day.
I'll get Geraldine singing.
We'll get you and Geraldine singing a duet.
We'll do a duet, Jake.
Yeah,
we'll
sing.
I think one's enough, isn't it?
So I made up a song about things that go wrong.
Well, I'm sure we don't need the song on the recording though, Jake, because that would take up a lot of time and we want to get your computer fixed.
Good.
So we'll save the song for break.
Aww. Front panel's back in place now.
Yep.
Okay, so on the inside of the drive, just turn that around. So if you find the drive there,
yes.
What we'll want to do now is attach the power cable.
The power cable there.
Yep.
Yeah, has that drive got both regular and SATA power connectors, or just the SATA?
Just for SATA.
If your drive has both, only ever connect one. Do not connect a normal power and a SATA power to the drive. It will go bang.
Yeah.
So that's the one of the power connectors for the SATA.
Yes.
You feel that it's wider than the... It's probably about twice the width of the data cable.
Yes.
So if you find where it plugs in on the drive, it's usually towards the centre of the drive.
Okay.
And we can just plug that in.
Just the one here.
Yeah. Well, we've actually got two there, so maybe use the one on the end in case we want to add another drive.
left in the middle of the drive?
Yeah, you'll find there are two. Just run your finger along there. You'll find there's one there and then one next to it. So the longer one is the power.
Yes.
And the narrow one is for the data cable. If it doesn't fit, it might be upside down. They are keyed, so you can only insert them one way. Unless, of course, you use excessive force, you can insert it anyway.
Yeah.
But your drive won't work for long.
Won't fit.
Let's have a look at that. It's, should be in. I think that's upside down. I'm just going to turn that upside down and try again. Yep, that's in now. Feel that. Okay. What we'll do is attach the data cable now. So that's the cable there. Again, if it doesn't fit, turn it upside down and try that way. That goes directly to the right of the power connector. In. Well done. So now the other end of the data cable needs to attach to the SATA controller on the motherboard. All motherboards are different, so you will need to consult the manual to find out where it is on your motherboard. On this one, it's down the bottom of the board and towards the right. There are four connectors. There's a lot of cables in the way, so this is a tricky one to do if your cable management is all over the place, like it is in this computer.
Yes.
That's it. So, SATA port 1 on this is the top left.
There's some cables in the way.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll just pull this one up out of the way.
What's that cable for there?
That's another power cable. They are just, because the power supply is at the top of the case, all the loose cables will just dangle down. So it's a good idea for any power cables that aren't in use. Put a cable tie around them or tuck them under the CD drive somewhere out of the way, so that you can easily access everything in the computer and they don't block the airflow. Sorry?
Can you actually remove them with the pins?
No. Some power supplies are, you can remove the cables that you aren't using, but on this particular one we aren't.
Do we have any cable ties?
We don't. You can use a rubber band, but only use it as a temporary measure because they do dry out and snap from the heat and dryness of the computer. Or sometimes they'll melt and go all gooey. It's not fun to clean those up. So that's the data cable from the hard drive.
Yep.
So if you feel down the bottom of the case, back to where those SATA ports were. And you want the port on the top left.
That one there.
Yeah. So just push into there. If it doesn't work, try it upside down.
Hang on.
It doesn't require a lot of force to go in. It should just slide in and snap into place.
I'm just fixing my sound devices.
That's it. That's in now. So the drive is connected to the power and the data. So I'm just going to do a quick tidy up of these power cables. No, I didn't bring any with me, but what we'll do is we'll just make sure that it's all working for now, and we'll keep an eye on the temperature.
Turn it on for a second to see what it's like.
Yeah, it was booting up the other day, and it was booting into Windows without any major issues, but as long as we're not doing anything too processor intensive, the heating shouldn't be a problem.
Did you try the iDrive before to see the config?
I did, yeah.
Did it have, was it the right hard drive that we gave you?
It booted up, so that was promising. I didn't really have time to check out if it was all working properly. Poking all the unused power cables into the bay underneath the CD drive.
Yes.
That's pretty
well,
good
that's
CD
really
drive, isn't it? Samsung.
Is it a DVD burner?
Yes. I burn my music on that.
Ah, good.
That only takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can tap to it with drawers and use your arrow keys. It's easier than...
I use it for dealing with flame. That's my favourite.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What colour is the fan, buddy?
That's a black fan.
Oh,
yeah, it's made of special plastic, isn't it?
No, I think it's just regular plastic.
I'll post to the
discussion. As we turn the fan, you can actually feel the heat coming in the back.
Yeah,
well.
Once it's spinning, we'll be able to feel that.
It's
so,
the air.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea to turn it when it's not turned on.
No.
Because it'll break it.
Yes.
So I've been reading the module.
Good damage from motion,
yeah.
Okay, so that's all plugged in and ready to go now. What we'll want to do is plug it in to a terminal and boot it up.
Okay.
Which we don't have here, so we'll have to do that at
Well, why don't we stop recording there?
So we'll leave that for now.
And